This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A data point or two, actually three data points as we begin today. Points one and two, though, are of a piece. Updates from the Bank of England and the European Central Bank on their interest rate inclinations. Both of them bumped their benchmark rates half a percentage point today, continuing the global central bank hike-a-palooza after the Fed yesterday. The European Central Bank's right in line with Jay Powell and the Fed. They are promising to stay the course until inflation is completely dead, not just mostly dead. The Bank of England, not quite as steadfast, hinting today it might take a pause depending on how the economy over there goes. The economy over here, for all the talk of trouble ahead, and there is plenty, it continues really to look not so bad, the labor market in particular. Data point number three today is the weekly report on first-time claims for unemployment that we get every Thursday, down again to 183,000 people applying for jobless benefits for the first time. That is a nine-month low. Related, in a way, is this item. For the first time since the before times, average office occupancy rates in 10 major cities have hit 50% of where they used to be. That's from Castle Systems. They track people swiping their key cards in and out of big office buildings. The question, of course, is what is one to make of that, that we are now halfway back to where we were 3 years ago? Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Most places you go these days feel just as crowded as they did before COVID.
People have returned to virtually every place they come together at levels comparable to pre-pandemic levels, whether it's restaurants or planes or sporting events.
Mark Ein at Castle Systems says the big exception is the office.
Up until a few months ago, a very tight labor market and a strong economy basically prevented companies from either making mandates or enforcing mandates, despite a desire to get people back.
But he says since September or so, as uncertainty and fear about the economy have risen, so has the number of people going back into big office buildings in major cities like New York and LA. Some of that is employers requiring it, but Kate Lister at Global Workplace Analytics says some is also people choosing to go in more.
There's the concern that if you're not in the office, you're going to be passed over for promotions and raises and the best projects. And so as layoffs start to come, you start to think about, well, you know, maybe I should be in the office.
But even though the numbers have ticked up a bit in those big cities, they're still low. And in most of the rest of the country,
the number of days work from home is slightly ticking down, but it's incredibly stable.
Nicholas Bloom is an economics professor at Stanford.
Folks in big, shiny skyscrapers in big cities, think banks, think tech, are returning to the office. But the typical American, you know, is basically working at home as much as they were 3 months ago, as much as they were, in fact, 6 months ago.
And he says it's likely to remain that way for a while. If this is the new normal and big city offices are never going to be as full as they once were, Bloom says that could be a good thing for downtowns.
Because office occupancy is so much lower, many offices are being converted into apartments.
And eventually, he says, that should push rents down and make it possible for some people who've been priced out of cities to move back. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.